While they're exiting, I'll introduce the next topic, which is Hot Topics in Land Use Law with Terry Welch, who is another who needs no introduction, but I'll say that he began his legal career in the Dallas City Attorney's Office, founding partner of Brown Hoffmeister, represents numerous growing communities in North Texas. Help me welcome Terry Welch.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm going to start off with.
Oh, it's too hot, lady. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade.
I want to talk about some of the topics today, and thank you for your help on that. One of the blessings and curses of Hot Topics is, you know, a year in advance, you don't know what a hot topic is going to be in Texas. And I'm going to get to my slide here. I have four hot topics. I want to talk a little bit about Colony Ridge and from a different perspective than what Reed was talking about today. A year ago, I had no idea up until September of last year where Colony Ridge was and what the issues were with Colony Ridge. And can I ask one quick question? Will I be able to move the slides now? Great. I'll move over this way then. Give it a shot from over this from this angle. But I didn't know what Colony Ridge was. The issue of general density in Dallas, I have to admit I wasn't aware of that issue, had not used that term or heard that term often before. Short-term rentals. Do have a couple of comments. This is a topic that I've discussed on at least three or four different seminars here, and I don't want to repeat too much about that because you're probably tired of it, but I do have about little information on two cases that are had to come down, one from the San Antonio area and one from the city of Dallas. And then a brief comment or two on single family for rent that Reed also mentioned some today. Should I give it a shot and try that? Okay. Now it's not moving. Uh-oh. Okay. Now maybe it is now. Okay, this is actually the right music here. And the reason I use Shooting Star, anybody know who wrote that song? Bad Company. And the Colony Ridge fiasco was like a shooting star. It came on the scene in mid-September of last year, and by mid-October, it was gone. It was off the scene completely. And so I want to give you more of a little bit of the political information about it. The Colony Ridge, it's interesting. I don't know how big Colony Ridge is. The article that came out, some people said it was 40 square miles. I read an article that said it was 60 square miles. I mean, a 60 square mile subdivision is a big subdivision. So whatever it is, it's just northeast of Houston, Liberty County, as Reed talked about today. And one of the articles about it said it's bigger than the island of Manhattan. So a few facts about Colony Ridge. It is an unincorporated subdivision, and it's near the city of Plum Grove, which I have to admit I had never heard of before. And Plum Grove had a 2020 census population of 753 residents. And the Colony Ridge development was created back in 2017 as Liberty County Municipal Management District Number 1. And that's going to be kind of interesting down the line with a political hoopla that was created because of this. And the MMD, when it went to through the legislature in 2017, had two sponsors. One was Senator Robert Nichols, a Republican from Jacksonville, and Representative Ernest Bales, a Republican from Shepherd. Here are pictures. Senator Nichols is on the left. Representative Bales is on the right. And now all this got started with on the web. Only good things happen on the web, as you all know. And between the web and social media, I think I spent half my time responding to comments that are made on either someone read something in an internet article or someone wrote something on a social media site that we as cities have to respond to immediately because the end is near if we don't respond. I don't know Daily Wire. It's not a website I follow. It is a, from what I understand, a conservative website.